Today's shir is Masechta Ervin Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. By my name of Ami Bar Ada Harfno. In our previous shir, Gemara quoted a brisa that differentiated between a situation where there was a city that had two regular entrances to Rosh Hasharabim versus a city that has only one entrance to Rosh Hasharabim. The Gemara taught us that obviously a city that has two entrances to Rosh Hasharabim has many, many more restrictions when it comes to if and how you can make an Erev Chatzeres versus a city that only has one entrance. So begins the Gemara with a question. By the name of Amibar Ada Hafnoimi Rabba. Ir Sula Mikan, a city that has a ladder on one side, or Pesach Mikan, and a regular entrance on the other side. How do we look at this city? Do we look at the city like a Rosh Hasharabim that has two entrances? And as we learned in the Mishnah, and learned in the Gemara in the previous shir, that in order to be able to make an area for the city, a shir must be left over, an area has to be left over. Or do we say that since one of the sides of the city is with a ladder, so a ladder is not considered a Pesach. And since a ladder is not considered a Pesach, we don't need to make all these halachas would not apply. Amalei, to which Rav responded to Rav Ami Bar Ada, Hach Yom Rav, Rav taught us that Sulam Taras Pesach Alav. A ladder is considered like a regular entrance. Amalei Rav Nachman, to which Rav Nachman said to him, Loi Tatsisulei, don't listen to what he has to say. Because Hachi Amar Rav Ada Amar Rav, Sulam Taras Pesach Alav. Sometimes a Sulam is treated like an entrance, but Taras Mechitza Alav, and sometimes it's treated like a Mechitza. Not that it, Rashi says in Devei Maskel, Taras, not that it's a full-fledged Mechitza, but it has the ability to give the entrance or the area where there is a ladder the same halacha as if there were an entrance. Taras mechitza lav, when is it considered as if it's a mechitza, not like an entrance? K'ram moron, where we just discussed that if one side has a regular entrance and the other side has a sulam, has a ladder, we don't treat this like a city with two entrances. Rather, we treat it like a city that has only one entrance, and the halachas that we discussed would not be therefore relevant. But Taras Pesach Alav, it does have the din like a Pesach, Besulam B'Shtein Shtei Chatzeres. We know that if you have two separate Chatzeres, so in order to be able to carry in each Chatzer, the houses in that Chatzer, as we discussed in our previous year, need to make an Eruvei Chatzeres. But let's say you have two Chatzeres that are neighboring to each other. And these two Chatzeres, these two yards that are each have people using those yards, want to be able to carry from one yard into the next. In order to be able to do so, you have to make a Eruvei Chatzeres. But a Eruvei Chatzeres could only be made if there's an entranceway between these two yards. But let's say there isn't a regular entranceway. There isn't a regular Pesach between these two yards. There's only a Sulam, a ladder between these two yards. What would be the halacha? Says the Brice, Rotsu Echem Arif, if they want to make one Erev to be able to collect, to carry from one to the other, fine. Rotsu Shnaim Arvim. But it's not considered as if it's completely opened. If it was completely opened, then if they want to be able to carry, they have to make an Erev Chatzeres connecting these two Chatzeres. Here, it's not considered as if they're certainly open, where Erev Chatzeres between the two of them would be required. Ask the Gemara, Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi, did Rav Nachman indeed say that a Sulam could be considered like a Mechitza, not like an entranceway? Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Anshi Chatzer V'anshi Mepeses. You have a Chatzer, that there are homes on the lower level opening up to that Chatzer, and there are homes on the upper level opening up to a mepeset, to a porch, and the people on the porch go down to the chatzer in front of this home with a ladder. And the Bryce, and he discusses the situation, that people from the upper story did not make an error with the people on the lower story. If in front of the ladder, which is on the which leads to the porch, there's a structure which is four tefachim wide and an aseris, then it's considered separate. Vimlav, but if you don't have that daka aseris, that means since they have this ladder connecting them, the ladder connecting them means it's an opening, and since it's considered an opening, they have to make an eruv together. Because if, as we just suggested, asked the Gemara, that the ladder is not automatically, halachically, considered like a Pesach, so why is the daka required? So how did Rav Nachman said, we could choose to treat the sulam as ever we wish? Answers the Gemara, Hachamai Skinen, the case that we were speaking about here is, but like Govamar Pesach Asara, that the porch is not 10 tefachim above the ground. And therefore, since there's such a short distance between the upper story, the mepeset, and the lower story, that's why the ladder could only be considered a Pesach and not a mechitza. So ask the Gemara, okay, so if you like government passes a sorrow, and if it's not 10 tefachim high, ki over daka may have it, so what would the daka accomplish? We said that if there's a daka, then we don't have to have an eruv connecting the upper story and the lower story. Why? Why does the daka make a difference? F answers the Gemara, there's a railing around this entire porch, and since there's a railing around the entire porch, it's considered like two separate areas. However, the kivan, the avadaka, so since there's a railing, so that sort of separates them in the first place, the kivan, the avadaka, but now, coupled with the railing, we have the staka, estaluki estolka mahocha, that makes that they can be considered separate. Which, again, as the Rishonim explained, if the opening were more than 10 amos, so we go back to a halacha that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that whenever we have an opening 10 amos or greater, then it's not, then that wall, that railing, that fence would be considered non-existent. Here we're talking about a case where it's less than 10 amos, but there is a connection, but the daka completes the separation. Amar Yehuda Mishmul. The Gemara continues discussing halachas of sulam. Kaisel, if you have a wall, shiratzu v'sulmais, that there were ladders that were put up, a series of ladders, one after another. Afilu b'yesem meser, even if the ladders take up more than 10 amos, and that's the way you could connect from one chatzur to another chatzur. So now we go back to the question that we discussed a moment ago. You have these two chatzeris that are right next to each other. There are ladders along the wall separating them. Do we say that the ladders make them be connected? And if the ladders make them connected, then the halacha would require eruv chatzeris between the two chatzeris in order to be able to carry here under any circumstances? Or do we say that it's not a Pesach? A Pesach makes them have one Erev. This is not a Pesach. Says the Gemara, Tyrus Mechitzalav. This wall is considered, this ladders are considered like a Mechitza. And if there's a wall, and even though you have ladders all along this wall, we don't consider it as if they're connected. Ask the Gemara, Ramale Rabbunel Rav Yehuda, b'matzarta the Beir of Chanina, the way once at the wine press, oil press, grape press, oil press of Rav Chanina, and they were discussing this question. Miyam Shmuel, the Shmuel indeed say that the ladders, Tarius Mechitzalov, are considered like a wall. Ask the Gemara, Ramale Rav Nachman Amishmuel, Anshe Mepesas, Anshe Chatzah Shachuv Lo Irvu, the case that we spoke about a moment ago, we have people on the lower floor and people on the upper story that did not make an error with each other. Im yesh lefina daka arba, if there's a daka 4 tefachim wide, ein neseris, then we're not considering them connected. And because we're not considering them connected, each one can make its own Erev. They are not obligated to make an Erev together. Bimlav, but if there is no daka, Iseris. Why? Because we have a ladder connecting them. So we see that a ladder connecting them is considered a connection. It's considered like a Pesach. It's considered like a door. And it's not considered like a Mechitza. Answers the Gemara, Hachab and Maiskinen, the Loi government passes a Sara. The question that's being discussed there is when the upper story is not 10 tfachim above the lower, and that's why they're considered very connected. But when you don't have such a short distance, then the ladder doesn't make it be considered a Pesach. Ask the Gemara, as it did earlier, so if you have that the upper story is less than 10 tefachim above the lower story, what does the daka accomplish that you don't have a problem that they need to make an erev together? Answers the Gemara, the Megafes Eser Emes. We're also speaking about a situation where there's a railing above the porch, but it's breached less than 10 Emes. And now the Gemara says, given that fact, together with the fact, the kivin d'avad adaka, once you make a daka, it's the luke mahacha, that totally separates the upper floor and the lower floor. And therefore, an erev is not necessary to be made to connect them. They each can make their own erev. So as we discussed in the Mishnah and in the Gemara and the Brisa in yesterday's shir, under certain circumstances, there's a requirement that if you're going to make a Ruvah Chatzeris around the city, you have to leave a shiur. You'll have to leave an open area. It says the Gemara, Hani b'nei Kukunoi, the people who lived in the city of Kukunoi, Dosl Kameda Rav Yosef, they came to see Rav Yosef. Omrulei, and they told him, Havlon Gavr del Arav lo Masnam. We're looking for somebody who can make a proper ear, a proper area for our city. And Rashi Divrei Masnam del Arav explains that this city was the case that we discussed in our Mishnah. There was originally an Ir Shel Rabim, and then it became an Ir Shel Yochid. It really wasn't, as we explained extensively in our previous year, a full-fledged Rishus Rabim. Because if it's a full-fledged Rishus Rabim, you can't make an Erev around a full-fledged Rishus Rabim. But an Erev Chatzeris was required. And the question, and because it had this category of Rabbin Venasa Shel Yochid, a Shia was required. And Tosfos the Ramah Little Arif comments that Rashi doesn't necessarily have to say that it was an Ir Shel Rabbin Venasa Shel Yochid. Even if it was an Ir Shel Rabbin, and it's still an Ir Shel Rabbin, Shia would be required. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef told Abaya, his Talmud, Zil Arav Lahu, go make them an Arif. However, he told him, make sure that you make an Erev in a way that they won't come complaining that it's not a good Erev. Also, so he went, he saw that there were homes on one edge of the city which were open towards the river and did not have an opening, a door or a window towards the city. These homes should be considered, this group of homes should be considered the shiur. Hadar Amar. Then Abaye said to himself, Eima Avnes Kul Tanan. When is the halach is, as we learned, that if you have a city that was an Ir Shel Rabim Venasa Shel Yochid, or as Tosfos said, an Ir Shel Rabim, which is still an Ir Shel Rabim, we can't make it one Erev around the entire city. What? And we have to leave over a shiur. Presumably, that has to be the boiler ruve mechlal the boiler ruve matzim arvi. We're in a situation where, if not for this new halacha, we could have made one erev around the whole city. The halacha is the only thing that prevents us from making that one erev. But these houses can't make an erev with the rest of the city anyway. The reason they can't make an erev with the rest of the city is because they have no opening, no window, no door to the rest of the city. So what's the How could they serve as the shiur? In other words, the way the Mefarshim explained, the purpose of a shiur is to show, the purpose of this leftover shiur is to say, I could have included it in the Erev, and I didn't, to show this hecker. But if this is an area that could have never been included halachically with the Erev anyway, then it can't serve as a shiur. So he said, what do I need to do? Evelay kavi, kavi, I'm going to make windows in these homes, and each window is going to be, says Rashi, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, minimum. Therefore, since there are windows from which these homes could have carried to the rest of the city, they could have been connected, and if they did it, and then there could be a legitimate shir. Hadamer, but then he said to himself, Loi boy, it's not necessary. The Rabbi Baravu marvel el kul mechuzo. Rabbi Baravu made an Erev for an entire city of Mechuzo. Arsaisa, arsaisa. Each neighborhood individually. Mishumperi de Beit Tori. Between the different neighborhoods, they used to have these ditches where they kept animal food, and they septed, and that was considered a decent separation. Now let's think about it. These ditches, there was no place left over. There was no place in the city that was considered the shiur. Why is that not a concern? The kolchad v'chad have a shiur l'chavrei. Each neighborhood is that's not in an area with another neighborhood becomes the shiur for the other neighborhood. But these neighborhoods are not accessible. V'avagav diboy l'aruv b'hade adodi. If they wanted to connect them, they could not have connected them, because the ditches that were so deep prevented them from connecting. So what do we see? That even an area which could not have been connected with an Erev still could be considered a shiur. And therefore suggest our Gemara as well, that even though the area that he wanted to use as a shiur could never have been connected with the rest of the city, there was no access, it still could serve as a shiur. Hadam. And then he's still not sure. And he says, Loi dami, hasim eboi l'ruvei derech gagas. When we look at the city of Mechuzah, even though they had these ditches, there were overhead bridges that connected the neighborhoods. And therefore, that's why Rava could say that these overhead bridges could have connected them, and by not making an Erev connecting all the neighborhoods, that's why I have a shiur. Fahani loy ma'arvi, but his homes have no way of being connection. And therefore, since there's no way of connecting them, hilchach, I have no choice. The only first thing that I have to do is navdin kavi, make the windows, which gives us the ability to make an Erev between this neighborhood potentially and the rest of the city, and then not make that Erev between that neighborhood and the rest of the city, to show a hecker that we're not making an Erev around the whole city. So now the question is, asked Duran, if there were these bridges connecting all the neighborhoods in the city, why did he make separate Erevs for every neighborhood? He should have just made one Erev for all the neighborhoods and then left out whatever the halacha tells you, you have to leave over for a shiur. So the Ran indeed says, the Rav could have done so, but since it wasn't really that accessible, one neighbor to the other neighbor, they only were able to access one to the other with the bridges, with these bridges, he therefore decided it's easier just to make a separate Erev for every neighborhood. That's the Ran's teretz. The Sfasema says, if they would have made the Erev because of the bridges connecting, then the only way you could go from one neighbor to the other neighbor would be with the bridge. But they wanted to make an Erev, we don't have to connect wherever you want with a bridge. And therefore, you'd rather make each neighborhood separately and not require that they could only connect with the bridges. Another pshat that the Chaznish suggests is that because you had these ditches between the neighborhoods, and these ditches, says the Chaznish, were very large, they were bigger than Beis Hasayim, which we know that considered a full-fledged separation, the bridges can't solve that problem. Hadama, but then Abaye still thinks to himself, Kavinami Lebaye, I don't need to make the windows to connect this area that I want to keep separate from the rest of the city. The Hubei Tivna, there was a story where a place that was used to store straw, the Havlei Lemar Barpadisa, Barpadisa had this storage area, Mimpadisa, from the city of Pampadisa, the Shav Yashir Pampadisa, and he identified that that place should be the Shir for the city of Pampadisa. Now, you can't make an Erev between that Beis HaTevin and the rest of the city, because a Beis HaTevin doesn't, the way the Torah explains, the Gemara, doesn't require a Erev, because it's not meant for living. The easier pshat that I saw is from the Ritva. It was outside of the city Tchum anyway, so they couldn't make an Erev, but it was enough to be considered the Shiur. So you see that even an area that can't be connected could serve as a Shiur. Amar Abaya, now Abaya said to himself, after going back and forth, ultimately saying that the windows aren't required, now I understand, says the Gemara, Hainu de Omer Limar, this is what Rabbi Yosef told me, gave me this instruction, Chazid Olam Mefsach Shalei B'Bei Medrasha, make sure that you make it in a way that there won't be any complaints. Of course, the question is, how could this Beis Tevin bin the Shiur? So the simplest answer is we're going to have in the Gemara in a moment the opinion of Rav Shimon that even one home could serve as a Shiur. And therefore, he was following that opinion, that even one home could be a Shiur. Elam ken also chutzla kiir chadasha. So we said that how big does the Shiur have to be? The size of the city chadasha. And the Gemara explains that. Tanya, Amar Yehuda, Irachas Hoysa B'Yehuda, there was a city in the Yehuda region of Eretz Yisrael, Chadosha Shema, whose name was Chadosha, V'hayiba Chamishim D'Yurim, there were 50 inhabitants, Anoshim Noshim V'Taf, men, women, and children, U'bohay Mesharim Chachamim, when they needed to identify an area of a Shiur, this was the model, he is a Shiur. Ibailu Chadosha Mahu, what's going to be the halacha if you have a city which is the size of Chadosha? Do you have to leave a Shiur for such a small city? Or, since it's a small city, as we just said, it doesn't require a Shiur. Says the Gemara, Chadosha, Heche di'i have a Shiur l'gedoylo, g'doylo nam have a Shiur l'ktana. Just like Chadosha is the Shiur for the rest of the city is the Shiur for Chadosha. Says the Gemara, Ella, the question is, Ke'en Chadosha, if you have a city just that size, do you have to have a Shiur or not? So first the Gemara wanted to know, if the city the size of Chadosha, the area the size of Chadosha, is a Shiur for the rest of the city? So the Gemara says, the rest of the city is a Shiur for Chadosha. But now the question is, what happens if you have a city exactly that size? So of course, the Rishonim ask, if you have such a small city, that it's not an Ir Shel Rabim, especially according to Rashi's definition of an Ir Shel Rabim, that has 600,000 people. So, and we learned in the Mishnah in the previous year, in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that only an Ir Shel Rabim, which has 600,000 people, according to Rashi's understanding, requires all of these halachas. So Rashi explains that there were 600,000 people, and as the Tosfos Rid understands, that even though it was a very small city, it was a major highway, and 600,000 people passed through it all the time, and therefore it was considered, an Ir Shel Rabim. The Rosh has a different way of understanding the Gemara. He says this city was once a very large city. That's 600,000 people at a very large area. But nothing was left from it besides 50 people. So that's exactly what the Mishnah spoke about, of an Ir Shel Rabim, v'nasa Shel Yochid, says the Gemara. So the question is, does such a city require Shiur or not? Says the Gemara of Huna Rabbi Yehuda, Chanam Abayi Shiur, v'chanam Aloy Bayi Shiur. We learned in the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yehuda's position, that you have to have a Shiur of 50 of the size of Chadosha. Rav Shimon is more lenient, And he says you only have to have a shear the size of shalosh chatzeres, three chatzeres with two houses in each chatzer. Amram chama v'guruya amarav, halacha k'Rav Shimon, that is the halacha. Rabbi Yitzchak kama, Rabbi Yitzchak says, afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. One home in one chatzer is enough of a shear. Ask the Gemara, chatzer achas sal k'datach. The Gemara in the Havamin is learning that a chatzer alone is enough or a bayis alone is enough. So ask the Gemara, could you suggest that a chatzer alone is adequate? Ela'ema, the way to understand it is bayis echad b'chatzer echas. If you have one home and one chatzer, that is enough of a shear for whatever size city. Amale Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Hadar Rabbi Yitzchak, so he asks him the question, Gemara or Svara? And the way Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Gemara explains the Gemara. When he said this psak, when Rabbi Yitzchak said this psak, did he say this psak because he heard it from a Tana that has this opinion, and therefore he's saying, I follow that opinion, or it was that he never heard from a Tana, and even it was his own opinion, and if it's his only opinion, if it's his opinion, then a Moira, Rabbi Yitzchak, cannot argue on Tanoim. Amalei my nafgal minay, we don't pass like him. We pass like Rav Shimon. Amalei, so he said, Gemara, Zmarta Dehei, is the Gemara song. We need to understand the Gemara, even if it's not relevant to Halacha. So even though we're not passing like Rabbi Yitzchak, we're passing like Rabbi Shimon, we still need to understand that when Rabbi Yitzchak cites an opinion, is it his own opinion, which really has very weak halachic standing when he has a machlokes, when they're Tanoim that disagree with him? Or are we to understand it as a opinion of the Tanoim that we don't accept la halacha? I saw a very interesting pshat from the Tiferes Yisrael. He says the way to understand what the Gemara says here, Gemara, Samarta Tehei, very, very nice pshat, is that they used to learn the Gemara with a Zmeira, with a Nigin. It was easier to remember Torah Shabbat Peh. And therefore the Gemara, he's saying, we need to know what is the proper song, what is the proper nigun to be used in this Gemara. They obviously had different nigunim for what was the opinion of the Tanoim versus what was the opinion of the Amoraim. And he goes on to say that many times we find in Shas, very often, Chsuri Mechsev Achtani, that words missing from the Mishnah. And apparently they were deliberately omitted from the Mishnah. How do we understand why is that? Why was that? Why was it? Why did they leave out words from the Mishnah? So he suggests because they used to learn with a niggun. And sometimes those words would make it difficult to sing the song. And singing the song was so critical for them to be able to remember it, Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's why they relied on Chsuri Mechsev Achtani. Mi Shahaya, says the Mishnah, somebody who was on Erev Shas Ben Shmasha, B'tzah B'mizrach, on the Mizrach side of the city, V'amal Abenoi, but he tells his son, Arevli, leave for me an Erev Tchumim on the Mariv side. Or, he was on the Mariv side of the city, he was on the west side of the city, V'amal Abenoi, Arevli B'mizrach, make me an Erev on the east side of the city. Im Yesh Shimenu U'lebeisai, if between him and his home, there is a Paim Amma, to his home there's 2,000 Amma, Ule Ruvai, but to his Erev, there's Yos Mekan, there's more, Muta Lebeisai, so he could go to his home, Vosle Eruvai, but he can't go to his Erev. So Rashi, the very Maskel of Osir, asks a very important question. This person who put an Erev, where the Erev was put down, and to say it simply, the Erev was put down too far from where he is, because the Erev only lets you walk 2,000 Amos from where you are to this Erev. And here, since the Erev was more than 2,000 Amos away, so we say, but his house wasn't. We say that the house is where he's Koine Shvisa and not the place where the Erev Tchumen was deposited. So Rashi asked that we learned the Gemara on the Afnun Amabez that says that if somebody was traveling on the road and he was Koine Shvisa somewhere which is more than 2,000 Amma from where he is, then he's stuck with 4 Ammas. And the Gemara explained, because he obviously wasn't interested in being Koine Shvisa where he was, because he said, I want my Erev to be elsewhere. And where he wanted to be Koine Shvisa, he couldn't be Koine Shvisa because it's too far away, and he's stuck with four Amos. So, as Rashi, that should be the halacha here as well. This person wanted the Erev wherever it was put down. The Erev is not a good Erev because it's put down too far away. So how could his house become an Erev? So Rashi answers, there's a difference where if the Erev is not going to be successful, you're going to be in the street, versus when the Erev is not going to be successful in a house. And what it means to say is that a person always has his home as his fallback. And since his home is his fallback, so if the Erev that was put down is not halachically valid, his home automatically becomes the Erev. The Goyen Yaakov explains Rashi even a little sharper. He explains that what Rashi means to say is, this person, the automatic place of his Erev is his home. Only if another Erev is good, does the home lose its status of being his Makom Shvisa. But if the Erev that was deposited is not a good Erev, then it reverts back that his home is his automatic place of Shvisa. You can't say that regarding something. You can't say that regarding the street. Another shot at answering this question, says the Rebbeinu Yonason, is that in that Gemara on Daf Nun, he himself was the one that made the Erev. And since he made the Erev, but it wasn't a good Erev, he's left with nothing more than Dalet Amos. However, in our Mishnah, as the Mishnah says explicitly, he didn't make the Erev himself. He relied on his son making the Erev on his behalf. When you rely on your son making the Erev on your behalf, then if you know that it may not be good, and therefore in the back of your mind, you always say, well, if that Erev that I want my son to make for me ends up not being a proper Erev, my home should be my Erev. If, on the other hand, we have a situation, Eruvai Alpai Mama, the distance between where he is and his Erev is 2,000 Amma. However, Lebeisai Yos Mekan, but the distance to his home is further, so then the Alok is Os Lebeisai, Omot Eruvai. Then the house is not going to be where he's Koine Shvisa, and his home and the Erev is the place where he's Koine Shvisa. Hainoisis Eruvai Bibushalir, says the Mishnah, somebody puts his Erev in one of the houses that we identified in the previous Shurim that are considered an extension of the city, it's meaningless. Because it's no different, because the entire city in which you are in is considered like Dalet Amos. And since the entire city in which you're in is considered like Dalet Amos, including the area of the Ibur Shalir, it really hasn't accomplished anything. But if you put your Erev outside of the Tchum, afilo ama achas, just one ama outside of the Tchum, mashenisko hum efsed. As we've discussed many times, when you put an Erev to one direction, whatever you gain in one direction, you lose in the opposite direction. So if you put an Erev down one ama in the towards the east side, so now you could walk on the east side, but whatever amount you can walk on the east side, you can't walk that much on the west side. Says the Gemara. The Gemara assumes when the Mishnah began and said that the person is standing on the Mizrach, and he said to some, make for me an Erev on the west side, he means the Mizrach Beisai. That make for me an Erev, he's standing on Mizrach from his home, and he's telling him, make me an Erev west of my home. Or when the Mishnah says Lamariv, when he said that he's standing Lamariv, and he tells his son, Arev li b'mizrach, what it means is he's standing Lamariv Beisoy, west of his home, and he's telling his son, make me an Erev to the east of my home. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand the Mishnah, so Bishlama Himenu Lebeisa Apayim Amma. I could understand the case that the Mishnah spoke about, where to his home there's 2,000 Amma. Laruva Yos Mekan. But his Erev there may be more. Mishkach Sloy. It's very simple. The Mati Lebeisa, that to get to his home is between him, his home is between him and the Erev, and therefore his home is closer to him than the Erev is. The home is within 2,000 Amma, the Erev is not. But we don't understand, ask the Gemara, the case that the Mishnah spoke about, where to his Erev there's 2,000 Amma, ulebeisoy, and to his house there's Yesemikan. If his house is between him and the Erev, how could it be that there's so much? That Erev will be closer. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, misaver lemizrach, lemizrach beisoy, that he's standing to the east of his house. Or lemarav means he's standing marav beisoy, loy. The way to understand the Mishra is lemizrach means lemizrach benoy. He's standing to the east of his son. Lamar means he's standing marbenoi. He's standing in between his home and between his home and his son who put down the Erev. Now, sometimes the Erev, so the Erev is to the right or to the left, and his home is to the right to the left. And now the question is, which is closer? If the Erev is 2,000 Am and the home is further than the Erev, otherwise, the home is where he's kodesh visa. Rabbi Rav Shalem, afilatem lemizrach lemizrach beisoy. So in other words, I'm sorry. So the first pshat is not a diagonal. The first pshat is he's standing between his home and his son. His home is in one direction. The Erev is in a different direction. And now the question is, which is closer? Rabbi Rav Shalom, afil tev lemizrach lemizrach beis lemarav mei beis, the koi beis b'chson, it's a slant. And I saw that the Meiri explains that the way we could have such a thing is because we know that on a slant, so one line is a straight line, and one line is a diagonal. And as we've discussed many times in our Masechta, when you make an Erev on a slant, you get a much longer line than you make an Erev straight. And that's why this person thought he has a longer area, a longer distance that he can make the Erev, because he was making it on a diagonal, but he ended up making it too long. And the Mishnah said, "Anoisan ruva b'toichi buroi." If somebody put his Erev within the halachic extension of the city, then it's a meaningless Erev, because that's part of the city. If he put it outside of the border of the city, so that's already considered a valid Erev. And as we said, whatever you gain in one direction, you lose in the other direction. Ask the Gemara, chutz to tchum saka daitach. The wording of the Mishnah is difficult. Could you put down an Erev outside the tchum? An Erev outside the tchum is automatically disqualified, because an Erev is only a kosher Erev if you could get to that Erev. But if getting to that Erev means that you have to go out of your tchum, so then you can never access that Erev. And an Erev which you cannot access, by definition, is not a valid Erev. Answers the Gemara, El Eimo, what it means is, Chutzli Buroi. You didn't put the Erev outside of your Tchum. If you put the Erev outside your Tchum, it would not be a valid Erev. Rather, we're speaking about a case where you put it outside of the extension of the city. And there, since it's not within the city proper, because the Erev in the city proper is meaningless, as we explained, here we're talking about an Erev that's outside the Bura Shalir. That's when the Erev becomes a valid Erev. And whatever you gain in one direction, you lose in the other direction.